It's been incredible. And listen, there's a ton of stuff to talk about. Today's matches, Germany and Portugal, Ghana, USA, and that's from the so-called group of death. And I guess if you're a United States soccer fan, you're praying that Germany just mows everybody down so that maybe you can sneak through. But let's touch on the weekend and a couple of matches of specific interest for the fans listening here. First of all, you called the game yesterday, I believe, Lionel Messi with just an incredible goal as Argentina edged Bosnia 2-1.
Yeah, it was a fantastic goal and a goal really that no one was being waiting for. I felt a lot of sympathy for Lionel Messi because, great player though he is, and the received wisdom about him has been that he hasn't quite performed in his country at the last 2 months, and that he wants to go down history as one of the all-time legendary greats, then this is the stage on which he had to perform. And last night, the expectation on the shots was absolutely vast. And the truth is that the first half wasn't great, actually. In, as you quite rightly say, a World Cup which has so far been fabulously entertaining. The first half of Argentina was a pretty ordinary game, but particularly at Messi, when the tie came, he stole the moment and stole the show and scored an absolutely terrific goal. And after that slightly spotty start, I reckon that just might be a sort of liberating moment for Argentina, who will just get stronger from here on in. And I think they really are up amongst the major contenders.
Peter, we have the connection's not that good. We're going to let you go here and call you right back in just a second. We're going to get Travis to give you a call back. But what he was saying is, look, Messi's a guy that his team just relies on in a huge fashion, and he delivered in a massive, absolutely massive way today, yesterday. And today you've got these matches between Germany and Portugal, which – I guess for this audience and this market, this is the marquee matchup today. And the venue is the Arena Fonte Nova in Salvador. And I guess Ronaldo is the marquee player, but William Carvalho from Portugal also has been incredible for this team this season, has caught the attention of teams like Manchester United and Real Madrid. And so the owners of Sporting Lisbon are demanding a huge fee for this guy. And another key to this game today, and you know that College Street is going to absolutely erupt if Portugal can somehow upset the Germans. The Germans are, you know, one of the teams that are the favorites for the World Cup as far as gambling goes. And if you look at the odds, Brazil's at 11-4. Argentina is 4-1, Germany 6-1, Spain 6-1. Although, you know, after that incredible defeat, they suffered 5-1. I imagine that just dropped big time. But Belgium's 20-1, Portugal's 22-1, Italy's 25-1. And you wonder if, you know, those odds have changed after the victory 2-1 over the Brits, which, you know, the thing about the Italian victory was that it was a victory that featured some lesser lights. You know, the players that weren't exactly relied upon from the, you know, the marquee standpoint here. And we have Peter back on the line. Peter, I was just touching on how the Italians beating England, some of their more unsung players were, you know, look, Pirlo had a great game. Balotelli, of course, got the winner. But Sirigu and Net taking over and Kondreva and Matteo Darmian, they seem to be the guys that really made the difference from the standpoint of guys that you wouldn't expect to be very important to the Italian effort. But in the end, they were.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair comment, actually. Italy have evolved a lot over the last 4 years. Obviously, 4 years ago in South Africa, they arrived as defending champions and had a really poor tournament. In the interim, they evolved to an extent in time for a very good European championships 2 years ago in Poland and Ukraine, where they reached the final on the way, destroying England. But in fairness to England, against what is a changed Italian team, and you're right, the unsung players really did step up. They defended, I thought, particularly well. But England, to their credit, I thought also played pretty well. You know, when they had the ball, England, they looked threatening. And speaking as I do, as an Englishman, I actually came away from that game feeling actually quite encouraged. I know that's odd because England lost, and they lost fair and square. But in previous tournaments, England have sometimes disappointed their own supporters by just being a bit pale, a little bit frightened, a bit inhibited about the way they played. England had a real go at it, and okay, they lost to a couple of really classy goals. But certainly the English folk are not too discouraged. The English press has been relatively kind to the team, which isn't always the case. But you asked about the Italians, and yeah, for the Italians, I mean, that is a great win. That is a great win. I don't think Uruguay looked all that strong. The others would fancy their chances of getting points from Uruguay. Costa Rica maybe surprised a few. So that remains very much an unresolved group.
So you were talking about England and how encouraged you were. And are you encouraged by players like Sturridge who, I mean, look, the cross from Rooney was, I thought, listen, Rooney gets vilified because they expect him to score and he didn't score. But that cross to Sturridge was as good as it gets in any sport. And I think, you know, as I said earlier, the fact that it's being played in Brazil, it really paints the picture because it's such a flamboyant and colorful country. And the Brazilian soccer team always plays as close to the beautiful game as you can. But that cross, you look at the encouragement that you feel for this team. Guys like Sturridge, they're getting their chance now.
Exactly. I would say about Rooney, and I'm glad you've said it. I mean, he is, because he's, listen, let's put it in very simple terms. He's England's most famous footballer at the moment, which makes him a very, very easy target. Look at what he actually did and how he holds himself and how he conducts himself through a situation where, because of the personnel available, he's playing in what is not his preferred position. He's playing out wide. Did he sulk? No, he didn't sulk. He played a hard, hard game. He ran himself to the bone. He delivered the one really, as you say, high-quality cross of the evening, which led to the England goal. I think to pick on Rooney is to be, frankly, facile. You know, he played as well as they all played. And as I say, going forward, England played very well. And yes, Sturridge just is full of goals. He's found an instinct, he's found a certainty in himself, whereby these days when the ball comes to him in the middle, you expect him to score. I love watching Raheem Sterling because he's still so young, he's fearless. It's like he's still playing in the backyard, you know, with his friends when he was 6 years old. He just plays the game for fun, does his tricks, and it makes England a pleasure to watch, you know. Whether England go through, time will tell.
Yeah, time will tell. And you know, the thing is, if you're just joining us, that's Peter Drury, FIFA World Cup play-by-play voice. And you brought up Sterling for England. I mean, the way he danced through Paletta in the third minute, right? And he unleashed a shot, hit the side netting, but just shows you what brilliance this guy's got and what a future he has. And you know, it's funny because the Italians and the British were very similar in the sense that they sat back, right? The Italians especially would sit back, but it seems like a different World Cup this year. There's much more of an attacking mentality from just about every team.
It's extraordinary, you know. We have played 11 games so far. That's 22 halves, and there has been only one goalless half. Only one half of football without a goal, which was the first half of Mexico against Cameroon. It was a game I was at. You'll have seen it when it rained very hard in Natal. And even in that half, there were three goals ruled out for offside. And a couple of those were, to put it mildly, questionable. So, it's been fantastic, you know, to be averaging comfortably more than three goals a game after 11 games is remarkable, statistically remarkable, historically remarkable. You look back at previous competitions, you know, you just don't get this many goals. So long may that continue. And the great thing is that, of course, you know, the big players are stepping up and scoring goals. We've seen goals from Benzema in France. We've seen goals from Neymar. We've seen Messi score a goal. seen Balotelli score a goal. We've seen Alexis Sanchez score a goal. All the really big, big men, Van Persie, of course, and Robin for mm-hmm. Holland in that remarkable game against Spain. You know, all the stars that we wanted to shine and to glitter are shining and glittering, and that, if it continues, will make for a memorable tournament.